Mishnah Dalet, who exactly is obligated in the mitzvah of reading and hearing the Megillah? And by extension, who is able to read the Megillah on behalf of other people? There is a rule that somebody who is not obligated in the mitzvah himself cannot read the Megillah on behalf of others. And so the Mishnah says, HaKol K'shei Nuksas HaMegillah, all people are valid for reading the Megillah and fulfilling other people's obligation. Chutz Mecheirish, except for a deaf person. And this is not only referring to a deaf and dumb person who is exempt from all mitzvahs, but even somebody who is only deaf, and therefore he is obligated in most mitzvahs. According to this Mishnah, at least, one who reads the Megillah without hearing it does not fulfill his obligation. And so because of that, the deaf person is not really obligated at all. And he cannot fulfill his own obligation by reading it. So all the more so, he cannot fulfill other people's obligation by reading the Megillah for them. Secondly, Shoite, a fool, somebody who does not really understand what's going on, he is exempt from all mitzvahs. The Katan and a child. Now, a child mid'oraisa is exempt from all mitzvahs, but mid'rabbanon he needs to perform the mitzvahs. Or at least the father needs to educate him to perform the mitzvahs in order to prepare him for after bar mitzvah when he does need to perform the mitzvahs. Now, according to this opinion, even though the entire mitzvah of the Megillah is mid'rabbanon, and so I might have thought that a child can read the Megillah for everybody else, nevertheless, the obligation on the child is a lower level obligation, since it's reliant on two midrabbanon decrees. One is the decree of Megillah itself, and the other one is to extend that obligation to children as well in order to educate them. And so because they have a lower level of obligation, they cannot read the Megillah on behalf of regular adults. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that it is valid for a child to read it for everybody else. And so at the end of the day, it's all midrabbanon, and we do not differentiate like the Tanakhama does. It should be noted that women, we can see from this Mishnah, are obligated in reading the Megillah. Since the entire miracle of Purim occurred just as equally to the women as to the men, because the decree of Haman and Ahasuerus was to destroy and kill both men and women, so women are obligated to read the Megillah just like men are. There is a discussion as to whether they are obligated to the point where they could even read the Megillah on behalf of men. That is up to debate. Now, mid'oraisa, any mitzvah which must be done in the daytime can be done from alis hashachar, from dawn. That's when the first rays of light can be seen, and mid'oraisa, that is considered to be the beginning of the day. However, mid'rabbanon, since it's very difficult to calculate the exact time of alis hashachar, all mitzvahs which must be done in the daytime can only be done from netzachama, which is the point of sunrise, where the actual sun can begin to be seen over the horizon. That's while after Alis HaShachar, slightly more than an hour. And so the Mishnah says, in Kohenes HaMegillah, one cannot read the Megillah. This is referring to reading the Megillah in the daytime. To fulfill that mitzvah, midrabbanon, you can only do that after Netzachama. Similarly, v'lo molin, one cannot do a bris milah before Netzachama, because the Torah says it has to be done by Yom HaShemini, on the eighth day, v'lo tovlin. Similarly, one who was tomei and needs to dip himself in a mikveh in order to purify himself, so again, the Torah says that he needs to do it during the day, and therefore it has to be done after Netzachama, v'lo mazin. One cannot sprinkle the solution containing the ashes of the Parah Adumah, which when somebody became Tomei from a dead body in order to become Tohar again, the solution containing the ashes of the Parah Adumah had to be sprinkled on this person. And again, the Torah says it has to be done during the daytime, and because of that, it can only be done after Netzachama. The Chen Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Similarly, regarding a woman who is guarding a day corresponding to a day. This refers to a woman who sees blood emerging from her body on a day when it doesn't usually come. And if that occurs, so she needs to check the next day whether she bleeds. And if she doesn't, then she is Tahar. If she does, then she becomes Tomei as a Zova, which is a high level of Tumah. Be as it may, on the day after she sees herself bleed once, so the next day she needs to go to the mikveh. And as long as she does not see blood that whole day, she will become tahar that evening. And again, the Torah says she has to go to the mikveh on the day, and therefore leititbol ad tonetzachama, she cannot go to the mikveh until sunrise. However, v'chulon, all of these people we mentioned in this list, she'osu mish'olam ad hashachar, who did these things after amad hashachar, after alois, after dawn, since mid'oraisa that is considered okay, kosher, it is valid, and they would not need to do those things again.